Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Today I want to talk about some things that we learned about Worcester from the 2010 census. The census is mandated by Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. Its stated purpose is to determine how many congressmen each state should get. Census data is also used to ensure the fair allocation of funds from various federal programs. Between 2000 and 2010, Worcester's population grew by 8,400, continuing the trend of steady population growth that has been underway for 30 years now. Worcester's population peaked at 200,000 in 1950. Over the next three decades, the city then proceeded to lose over 40,000 people. Since 1980, Worcester's gained back about half the population that it lost. This is the clearest sense in which we can speak of Worcester as being a comeback city, as population numbers are coming back. Worcester remains a strikingly white city. 70% of the population is white. This figure is high relative to many other old former industrial cities. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York City, and Chicago are all less than 50% white. It is somewhat more common, however, for cities in Massachusetts. Out of the top 10 biggest cities in Massachusetts, half are at least 65% white. But Worcester is less white than it used to be. Worcester has been losing its white population while its minority populations have been growing. The steady loss of the white population is just as much of a defining trend over the past few decades as growth in the total population. The demographics of the Worcester Public Schools are now almost the polar opposite to that of the city as a whole. Out of the 24,000 students in the system, less than 40% are classified as Caucasian. Worcester's black population has more than quadrupled since 1980. This continued growth, along with growth in other minority populations, has managed to offset some but not all of the loss of the city's white population. Since 1980, Worcester has lost 26,000 white residents. Had Worcester managed to hold on to its white population, it would, by this point in time, have surpassed its former population peak of 1950. Will Worcester continue to grow? Much depends on the growth of the regional and state economies. The connection between job growth and population growth is not perfect. Over the last decade, Worcester lost jobs but gained in population. And put in terms of what city government actually has the power to accomplish, maybe it makes more sense to focus on creating strong neighborhoods than to create jobs. Public safety, public works, and public education are the core functions of local government. Worcester's powers to create jobs are far more indirect and imperfect. But someone somewhere has to be creating jobs, if not within the city itself, then within commuting distance. For Worcester, this means the greater Boston region. Unfortunately, Massachusetts also lost jobs over the past decade. Relative to the question of future population growth in Worcester, this fact is more troubling than the fact that Worcester lost jobs. The so-called knowledge economy industries, which are the pride of Massachusetts, are strong but not strong in terms of total number of jobs. This makes Worcester's future population growth uncertain. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.